Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
There's a quote from Mark Rentz in a Newsweek article. He says, what a great irony it is that we alienate on our own soil the citizens of nations we journey great lengths to influence. The next wave of world leaders is here. Influence the world. Go out and make a foreign friend. Just a simple act of making a friend.
I love how one person can make a huge difference in international relations.
Yeah, because as you said, many future leaders, these are the brightest and best in many ways, right? So,
yeah, some of these students, they study things I don't even understand what their degree is in. Sure. So far over my head. But yet they're hungry for a relationship. I echo what my friends here said. They're starving for an acceptance into a culture that is very different from their own, and it's easy to extend some hospitality to our international students, and then it paves the way for the gospel. The international students they want love, they want acceptance, they want to know how to buy tomatoes, they need to know how to get a driver's license. They need furniture for their apartment. They have no idea how to do that. Very practical things we can help. And I get asked regularly, so why do you do this? Why do you do this? Mm-hmm. It is a foreign concept. And I don't just mean overseas American concept. I mean, it is foreign to human nature to give of yourself in the ways that Christians give of themselves. And so by simply having a meal or simply giving some furniture or simply helping an international student go shopping, you have a wide open door into the gospel. It's very exciting.
You know, I wanted to ask a follow-up. You talked about, you know, some of these graduate-level studies. Does that make sort of common discussion a little more challenging? I mean, are they not interested in talking about maybe their degrees, or it's just you don't have to worry about someone being educated?
They're not going to want to engage you in conversations on their degrees, usually. Okay. It's more of normal life. And sure.
But I have to say, if they get paired with a family where someone in the family is in their area of work, that makes it extra special.
So let's talk about the pairing of families. So is that something that actually as a ministry, as a church that you try and do to just, or how does that happen?
Yes. Several of our organizations look for host families for students to be individual host families or for special holidays like Thanksgiving and Christmas. The holidays are the loneliest times for international students because many of them are alone without their families. And so they welcome an opportunity to go to an American home.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.